your voice in the morning.
So 7:32 is where we're at this morning, and of course in a bit we will be speaking with regards to, as you know, Nicholas Nanau, Nino, however you want to say it, the scumbag of one of the many scumbags of South Africa at this present moment in time has been, that judgment has been handed down in his case, and he has been found guilty of the rape of that 7-year-old last year at the Dross restaurant out in Johannesburg. But of course, you know, to pick up on the conversation that we had last week with Themba Masango, the Secretary General of Not In My Name South Africa, in terms of, you know, how do we view this judgment, and then of course going forward into the sentencing as well. But Themba, good morning and thanks for joining us once again.
Good morning and thank you so much for having us again.
So it looks like, you know, that witness, that 7-year-old witness that went through so bravely with her testimony was basically, you know, the final nail in the coffin for Nicholas Nanau.
100%, and we're so glad that the court rejected Nicholas Nanau's version of events, and the court accepted the little girl's version, which is the true version. That Nicholas Nanau was the one who found her in the bathroom, not the other way around, and then proceeded, obviously, to rape her. We are of the opinion that that was the actual deciding factor in this whole case. And now he has been found guilty for rape on two counts. Possessing of drugs and trying to defeat the ends of justice. He was acquitted on the one of assault, and we welcome the judgment, and we are finally glad that it has come to this point. It's been a long year for this family, and obviously for those who have been supporting them.
Themba, how has the family and, you know, those involved, how have they reacted to yesterday's judgment?
A sense of relief, I can say, has come over them that finally they can start to focus on going back to everyday life. The family expressed a lot of gratitude, obviously, to us. I spoke to the aunt yesterday, and she's really so thankful. And however, this scar will remain with them for the rest of their lives.
No, absolutely.
What Nicholas Nanau did to them is something that is you do not wish to happen to your worst enemy. So, but they are a resilient family. The little girl is a strong girl. She's back at school and doing very well, surprisingly, at school as well.
Has she been made aware in regards to the judgment?
Yes, in the sense that the bad guy has now gone to jail and he's never coming back again.
In terms of the sentencing, which we know will be underway from the 16th of October, what sort of process will then be followed, Themba?
All right. So what is going to happen now, the court is basically getting the pre-sentencing report from the necessary stakeholders. Those are your social workers, your prison guards, and obviously different arguments from the prosecutorial team and defense. The judge will go through that, and that will be able to give him a sense as to how he should go in terms of the sentencing. We feel very confident that we will at least get a life sentence for at least one of the rape convictions, and perhaps other strong sentencing with regards to the possession of drugs and the defeating the ends of justice.
You know, at this point in time, and of course Nicholas himself, you know, having been through this entire trial, you know, could we see him appeal one of those sentences?
I doubt that very much, because should he want to appeal or decide to appeal, that will go down to the mitigating factor that he is not remorseful, and in his appeal that he could get a big surprise of a bigger sentence. So it will be a big risk for him to do that. I think because he's accepted his fate, he knows that he's been to jail for a very, very long time. He should just accept what's coming to him. And we as civil society, security and any forward-thinking South African believe that Nicholas Leno should at least get a life sentence for these crimes that he's committed.
Well, Temba, thanks so much for joining us this morning and providing insight on this matter. We do appreciate your time. Thanks, eh? And that was Temba Masango, very briefly there speaking to us in terms of the judgment that was handed down yesterday.